Radio Prague News.
A former deputy minister has received a six-year jail term for blackmail. The Czech Republic has one of the highest rates of methamphetamine consumption in Europe, suggests a new study. And severe storms on Tuesday caused the flooding of cellars and roads. A Prague court has handed a former deputy minister of Labour and Social Affairs a six-year jail term for attempted blackmail. Vladimir Šiška was found guilty of offering a software company a contract worth at least 100 million crowns if it withdrew a complaint it had lodged at the antitrust authority against the ministry. Then Minister Jaromír Drábek stood down over the matter. He was close to Mr. Šiška and had previously co-owned a company with him. Mr. Šiška's co-defendant, Milan Hoyer, who headed the ministry's IT department, got 5 years behind bars for his part in the affair. The Czech Republic has one of the highest rates of methamphetamine consumption in Europe, according to a study carried out for the journal Addiction, published on Tuesday. Prague's wastewater showed the strongest traces of methamphetamine in a comparison involving 42 European cities. Another Czech city, Česká Budějovice, placed second in the study. Prague was ranked 14th in terms of the amount of THC, which is found in cannabis, in its wastewater, and 15th with regard to traces of ecstasy. Methamphetamine is known locally in the Czech Republic as Pervitin. The Czech Republic was hit by severe storms on Tuesday, with heavy rain and hail flooding cellars and roads. In Prague, fire officers were called out to deal with flooding at around two dozen spots, including the basement of the National Library, the vestibule of Mustek metro station and a theatre. More heavy storms are forecast for Wednesday. The Eurosceptic Free Citizens Party, one of six Czech groupings that won seats in the European Parliament in elections last weekend, attracted votes from people who backed Topo 9 in October's general elections. That's the suggestion from a study of voting patterns released by the group Kohovolit.eu. The Pirate Party, who are less than one percentage point away from taking a seat, took votes from the Green Party, according to the study. The Communists and the Christian Democrats had the highest percentage of votes from people who also supported them in the general elections. By contrast, ANO, who came first in the Euro elections, lost many previous voters to smaller parties. The Prague art gallery Manes is set to reopen after a two-year renovation on Wednesday, with an exhibition of works by caricaturist and illustrator Ivan Steiger. Restaurant and office spaces at Manes are still waiting building approval, with its operators saying they'd like to open the entire complex to the public in the summer. The functionalist structure hosted the 80th birthday party of President Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk in 1930, the year it opened with a show looking back at a century of Czech art. The popular Czech rock band Lucia have returned to the stage after a 10-year gap. The group played the first show of a reunion tour in front of 6,500 fans in the Slovak city of Košice on Monday night. Lucia, who were one of the country's most popular bands in the 1990s, have sold over 100,000 tickets for the comeback tour. Two additional shows have been organised in Prague due to high demand. The manager of the Czech national soccer team, Pavel Verba, has mainly selected players from the Czech league for a friendly game against Austria in Olomouc next Tuesday. Striker Matěj Vidra of England's West Bromwich Albion is the only foreign-based call-up. And finally, a quick look at the weather. Forecasters say we can expect rain and occasional storms in the coming days, and temperatures of up to around 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.